Jerry Bader Show, 1047. Donald Trump is making a lot of the right overtures now as he tries to shore up right-of-center support. There's still a lot of people. He has a 60-10 unfavorable. 1 in 10 voters say they're going to skip the presidential race. Or, you know, I should say that they won't vote for either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. And then on Thursday, he sent a handwritten note to Charlie Sykes, and you compare it to Megyn Kelly and the intense feud that took place after that debate. Trump never backed down on that. Megyn Kelly had to go to him. And do you remember what he said in the interview with her? I give you credit for doing that. That's not something I would do. Do you remember that? And he said, I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm just saying I wouldn't have been a big enough man to do it. He didn't say it quite that way. But he's saying, I give you credit for taking the first step. That's not the type of thing I would do. A week after that interview airs, not even, he does it with a Milwaukee radio talk show host. Not a national, well, now Charlie's nationally famous, but still not like Megyn Kelly. To Eric in Stevens Point, what's your theory?
Hey, Jerry. Okay, so I actually think it's kind of simple. Wisconsin Republican primary was a pretty low point in Donald Trump's primary process. And versus the Megyn Kelly situation helped bolster actually some of his support. It was something his supporters were able to come behind and help and support Donald Trump, and it got him really popular. Whereas in Wisconsin, conservative talk radio hurt him significantly. And if Donald Trump plans on doing anything in the fall or having any success, he's going to have Wisconsin. And that's a fact, and he doesn't. He doesn't have the support of Scott Walker. He can't even get the support of Paul Ryan. And here's like you've been saying, a lower level talk show media host who he can't even get that person's support. And so now he's going to have to pull out the politician and within him and the diplomat within him and start working with these people. And it all starts with the conservative talk radio that doesn't have his back right now.
Okay. But I don't know that you said something. We just got an email from someone who has exactly what I'm thinking. And I think, Eric, you almost said it. If you didn't say it, I'm going to take it the rest of the way. Yeah, you were right about this. Donald Trump learned in the Wisconsin primary that it's really tough to win Wisconsin as a Republican if you don't have conservative talk radio. Not only did he not have conservative talk radio actively campaigned against him. That probably wouldn't happen in the fall. I know I'm not going to. But a listener made a really, I would just tack this on, Eric, to what you just said. Go back to Scott's email, Earl. Trump probably reached out to Charlie because he figured that if he wins him over, he could win all of you over. That's what I think he's trying to do. Charlie is the most nationally prominent, so of course he went to him. But here's the reality. There are talk show hosts who are not hashtag never Trump who don't like the idea of voting for Trump in Wisconsin. In fact, I think Charlie and I might be the only two hashtag never Trump, but I could be wrong on that. But I know there are at least two others in that gang of six, as we recall, that are not. He knows if he's going to win Wisconsin, he's going to need that group that worked against him. So, yeah, he's trying to sway Charlie, which will put pressure on the rest of us. And he's going to need the rest of us to win Wisconsin. At least he's going to need us not to work against him. And I said, I won't work against him. I'm not going to sit there and bash Donald Trump, and contrary to what people think they've heard, Eric, thanks a lot for the call. I haven't in recent days. This is America, and I've decided I'm not going to vote for him. But I've actually spent more time exposing Hillary Clinton these days than anything else. But I do want to say this. Donald Trump has done a lot of things right in the last week, and he's getting a lot of good advice right now. Whether it's true or not, Charlie's been identified as the leader of the pack. And it's true because he is hashtag never Trump. He's in the largest market. And, you know, Weber, Belling, and some of the other ones, they haven't committed to being hashtag never Trump. They are pliable. A hashtag never Trumper like Charlie flipping would be monumental, and he does need Wisconsin. That's why he did it. It's the right thing to do. Now, I don't think Charlie's going to change. And yeah, Charlie and I have discussed this. I don't think Charlie's going to change. I however, think that what he did was smart. The outreach that I said he had to do. Now, the caller, I can't think of the caller's name right now, from Stevens Point, also made a very good point. He could really use Paul Ryan, too. I mean, he really could. So Wisconsin is important in that regard as well. Now, just to show you how dysfunctional the Republicans, those, the conservatives that don't want Donald Trump, those that were pushing, you know, Romney and Bill Kristol, that they were pushing for a viable third-party candidate, one of the names that was mentioned was Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban was seen as a viable conservative third-party alternative to Donald Trump. We now learn that Mark Cuban is willing to be either Hillary's running mate or Donald Trump's running mate. It doesn't matter to him. Further, Hillary said that she would be open to the idea of Mark Cuban as her running mate. And this is the guy that Bill Kristol and company, you wonder why the Republican Party's in shambles. And they're still wondering how Donald Trump has made his way to the nomination. By the way, that third party search, I think, is dead. It appears to be dead. But Mark Cuban. And now he's willing to be Hillary's running mate, and she's willing to entertain the notion. And that's who they wanted as a possible third-party challenge. What the latest polling numbers show is Donald Trump can win. What the latest polling numbers show is, boy, this is as unpopular as any two candidates have ever been. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders isn't giving up. And there might be an interesting convention fight there, but in the end, the party's going to protect Hillary Clinton and give her the nomination. But Sanders polls a hell of a lot better than she does against Trump. Fascinating times in which we live. Tim in Lublin has his own theory on why Trump reached out to Charlie and not Megan. Yes?
Yes, well, it's my own theory, but I want to get your thoughts on this, too, because it's also a big can of worms, Jerry. Trump wanted Kelly to reach to him because she's a woman. Trump reached out to Charlie because he's a man. I'm not sure if it's that cut and dry, but you know that's one of the ways Hillary and the opponents of Trump will spin it.
Well, you know, I was wondering if somebody was going to say that. Here's what I would say about that. You're right. Megan's a woman, Charlie's a man, and he made the woman come to him. He was interviewed by three combative talk show hosts in Wisconsin. He hung up on one of us, the woman. You're right. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I think the Wisconsin element is a much bigger part of it. I think, you know, he just saw Megyn Kelly as, look, he had her own network to sit there and beat the hell out of her. Other hosts sit there and let him beat her up and beat her up. And as a result, maybe he felt he didn't have to reach out to her. He does. He needs Wisconsin.
I agree. And in your theory that he's trying to get Charlie to, if Charlie goes, the rest of you will follow like ducks in a row. Well, you're not a collective. You're not our the Trilateral Commission of Wisconsin.
No, but think of the Donald Trump probably isn't even aware of where my show reaches, and I'm sure he's not aware of this, but think of the pressure that would put on me in Trump's mind or on the rest of us if Charlie folds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wow. Okay, but I've never done this because anyone else was doing it. Thanks a lot for the call. Cindy writes, I suppose Donald J. Trump reached out to Charlie Sykes, being the conservative radio show in Wisconsin. The state rebuffed him in April. We protect our people here. And with Trump bashing Scott Walker and Paul Ryan, we put our votes where our hearts and went with Ted Cruz, who actually reached out to Wisconsin voters and learned about us. Perhaps the Donald thinks that if he can persuade Charlie Sykes to move to his side, there will be a snowball effect and Wisconsin will get behind his candidacy and vote for Trump. That's exactly right. He does have, take conservative talk radio out of it. He's got fences to mend in Wisconsin with the voters. Ripping Paul Ryan. And contrary to what people think, Paul Ryan is going to easily win his primary. To what some people think. Scott Walker. He bashed Scott Walker for not raising taxes instead of enacting Act 10. He's got fences to mend in Wisconsin. He really does. We'll see how far this goes. I would be stunned if Charlie is turned by this. I wouldn't count on it. But Trump is doing the right things. 10:59, Rush is next. And I love it, don't you? I can't imagine Charlie on a motorcycle.
Putting him down. They said he came from the wrong side of town.
What you mean when you say that he came from the wrong side?
The Jerry Bader Show.